And first up today, we're back for all the travel news that you can use. Again this week, produced and presented by our new team member, Gwen Luscombe.
This week, Tiger Air Australia has launched the airline's official Facebook Messenger chatbot named Toby. The automated bot will run via Facebook to assist customers with searching and booking flights, retrieving existing itineraries, and answering common questions on topics such as baggage allowance and flight check-in policies. You can start your conversation with Toby, who's named after the Tiger Airlines mascot, simply by visiting their Facebook page and starting a chat via Facebook Messenger. During Toby's training period, the bot will be focused on the basics, and once he's earned his stripes over the next coming months, he will be progressively taking on a broader range of customer queries that are associated with booking and flying Tiger Air. If at any point Toby encounters a question that he can't help with, the user can suggest that they go straight over to a live human from Tiger Airways team and they can help. United Airlines have announced that they will now fly daily, non-stop, from Sydney to their Houston hub starting in January 2018. The direct route is expected to bring better access to many US cities with United and marks the airline's third direct route from Sydney to the USA as Houston joins San Francisco and Los Angeles. Depending on the direction that you're traveling, the flight time will either be approximately 15 hours and 45 minutes or 17 hours and 30 minutes for the return trip to Sydney. Speaking of travel to the US, it seems that the harsh words of Donald Trump have done exactly what many feared, as the industry leaders now say that they have the statistics to prove that international travelers are steering clear of the country as a travel destination. Up until recently, the travel data had showed little, if any, change in the popularity of the US as a tourist destination since Trump took over on the 20th of January this year. But the latest reports from the U.S. Department of Commerce show that the international travel to the U.S. has indeed weakened since January. The report represents travel volume in the U.S., both international and domestic, and Adam Sachs, who is president of Oxford Economics, says that the president's continued rhetoric and policies weigh heavily on the international inbound market. A second report issued last week by the International Air Transport Association also warned that international travel in North America does appear to be weakening, but they didn't blame Trump's rhetoric. Instead, they indicated that it was the additional security measures put in place for travel to the US that has influenced the drop. This week, Melbourne travelers welcomed the opening of Marhaba, the airport's first premium airport lounge that is now open to all airline passengers departing Melbourne's International Airport at Terminal 2. Marhaba Melbourne will offer 200 seats in their guest lounge with access to free Wi-Fi, a quiet zone, shower facilities, and buffet cuisine from around the world, as well as a selection of Australia's finest wines. And to assist with travel fatigue, there'll be much-loved coffee provider also there on site, preparing fresh coffee from its cafe. The lounge will be open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. until midnight, and they also will allow passengers to relax in style no matter which airline or which class of travel they're going. Passengers wishing to use the Marhaba Lounge can make an online booking or simply just walk in and pay for access on the spot. The Louvre, Abu Dhabi, has announced its open date as November the 11th this year, and it will welcome its very first public guests into the highly anticipated museum. The first of its kind for the UAE, the opening celebrates the museum, will include a wide range of public programs, including symposiums, performances, concert, dance, and visual arts by renowned contemporary and classic artists. Designed by esteemed French architect Jean Nouvel, the Louvre Abu Dhabi will sit under a stunning 180-meter silvery dome with nearly 8,000 metal stars set in a geometric pattern above. Guests can walk under the dome through promenades, watching the patterns make sunlight filters as they enter the complex. On display will be the museum's important collection of artwork, artifacts, and loans from 13 of France's top museums. These artworks will span from prehistorical objects to commissioned contemporary artworks. In addition to the galleries, the museum will also include seasonal exhibitions, a children's museum, restaurant, boutique, and cafe. Some of the highlights will be pieces from Leonardo da Vinci and Vincent van Gogh. Tickets for the museum will be roughly $21 Australian for general admission for adults. And back in Melbourne, it'll feel a little bit like Germany when Oktoberfest kicks off this Saturday at Munich Brauhaus at South Wharf. It's the biggest Oktoberfest party outside of Bavaria, and it's a six-week celebration beginning midday on Saturday with a ceremonial tapping of the first Oktoberfest beer keg. It'll be signalling the commencement of Melbourne's inaugural Oktoberfest street parade, which is the first of its kind in Melbourne. And the parade will see a colourful collection of costumed entertainers, singers, dancers. All of them will be bringing a slice of Oktoberfest tradition to the streets before taking the celebrations back to the Munich Brauhaus for an afternoon and evening of family-friendly entertainment, fun and games. The Munich Beer Hall experience will be supersized with extended pop-up beer tents, stages for live entertainment. Children can also join into the celebrations with entertainers, face painters, a petting zoo for kids, all that will be on site for the afternoon. The day will also be full of events, including the inaugural Dogs of Oktoberfest competition, Dachshund racing, a Bavarian pork knuckle eating competition, and plenty of yodeling, slap dancing, and stein hoisting to boot. The program is full of celebration events and specialty feasting, and if you're a German passport holder, you're in luck because you're eligible for some free beer upgrades. For the full program, visit the Oktoberfest website at www.oktoberfest.com.au.
Thanks, Gwen. That was an interesting selection of topics on the news.
It certainly was, and Gwen Luscombe's done a great job for us again this week.